For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Just weeks before the Christmas holiday, South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office says it's very close to placing some victims of the October 2015 flood into brand new homes. The program serves 22 counties, and so far, Williamsburg, Sumter, Clarendon, Georgetown, and Berkeley counties top the list with the most started cases.
A lot of these people have been living in substandard conditions. I mean, squishy floors, mold, mildew, and we just want to get them out of there and get them into something that's safe, secure, and sanitary.
Beth Parks is Public Information Director with the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, or SCDRO. The team is working to get these flood victims out of damaged homes and, at the time of this interview, in the very spot where Parks is standing, inside a brand new manufactured home.
This mobile home is designed for families, you know, that we cannot repair their home, that it has to be replaced. This is what they would get. This two-bedroom, two-bath, 860 square feet.
SCDRO recently gave a tour of one of the manufactured homes that will replace damaged homes of eligible applicants.
This is the master bath. And the closet is back here, and it's very roomy. It's a walk-in.
There's one basic model, but residents can choose from a few color options. Each home is equipped with standard Energy Star refrigerator and stove, and is said to easily accommodate a family of four.
You could put bunk beds or in the second bedroom, or maybe even two beds if you arrange it right. And then you could put, you know, parents or more than one bed back there in the master bedroom.
Park says an estimated 600 or more of these homes could be issued, with the first recipients moved in before this Christmas. But to get from squishy floors, mold, and mildew to a brand new home, she says residents must first make their way to one of the program's intake centers.
When they go to the intake center, they need to take as much as possible with them. They need to bring a government-issued photo ID. They need proof of their income, proof of insurance. And if they have a disability that is not readily seen, they need to bring something to indicate that.
Mobile offices serve three counties each day and alternate locations to reach citizens around the state more effectively. The two permanent offices are located in areas that were among some of the hardest hit by the flood. One is located in Sumter at 725 Broad Street. The other in King Street, the county seat of Williamsburg County, the area so far with the highest number of started disaster recovery cases.
We are in Williamsburg County, South Carolina. This is, by and large, between Williamsburg and Georgetown, the epicenter of the disaster that hit South Carolina. And I will show you some data here in a minute.
That's Recovery Program Director J.R. Sanderson. 9 months after the flood, SCDRO started explaining the details of the program. One of the first and largest meetings they held was this one in King Street. Sanderson is explaining which flood victims will be served first through the program.
We need to help those in our society who cannot or will not be able to recover from this flood, and we need to be able to do that wisely. This application.
So far, the program has identified over 200 eligible applicants. 91 of them qualify as Priority 1 status, which means that household income is extremely low and there is an elderly and disabled person in the home. The deadline for flood victims to complete an application for this program is April 31st. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.